the general manager for San Miguel Power Association, retired at the beginning of the new year, and now the electrical co-op is looking for a new executive. Since Kevin Hart's departure, Jim Link stepped in as the interim GM. He says that SMPA will continue to focus on renewable energy, no matter who takes the helm.
This has been a direction both of Kevin Ritter and the board that San Miguel Power become one of the leading co-ops in Colorado as far as renewable energy, green energy, whatever you want to call it. We've also worked extensively with two major hydroelectric plants in our service territory to bring all of those types of energy and renewable energy onto our system.
The search is expected to take 3 to 4 months, and they're specifically searching for someone with experience in renewable energy. Better City, a consulting group out of Utah, presented a major feasibility study for Delta County last month. The study was commissioned by Region 10 and by Delta County Economic Development, among others. It looked at the best ways to diversify the county's economy. Economic diversity is a big goal for the county, especially with the decline of the coal industry. Trish Thibodeau is the executive director for DSED.
What we're looking at trying to do is to create economic prosperity and ways to reinvent Delta County and create a community that will attract workforce and folks to come in and bring their businesses in and also support the businesses and sectors that are here.
The consultants came up with a plan to support existing enterprises in the county while trying to draw more people to the area.
Really what we have been looking at is looking at our agricultural community and our manufacturing community. And so taking what we are good at and using that as the starting and jumping point.
Specifically, the study focused on food production, like breakfast bars and organic farming.
Delta County is unique in that we have one of the highest concentrations of organic farms in Colorado, and we're ranked nationally. So we feel like that is a way that we could start to develop some niche markets and specialty food markets.
The plan also highlighted the need for tourism. A grand total for the cost of all the ideas comes out to around $49 million. But Thibodeau says that it's not a package deal. Funding can come from the state and federal grants, as well as private investors. The Grand Junction City Council approved giving a homeless shelter $43,000 to keep its doors open. The Daily Sentinel reports that the grant is a one-time helping hand, but Homeward Bound, the shelter, hopes that the city will become a continuing supporter. Colorado's annual legislative session begins on January 13th. For our series leading up to the session, State House reporter Benta Berkland is sitting down with legislative leaders to discuss their goals and the big issues that they must confront. Today, she talks to the President of the Senate.
I'm here with Republican Senate President Bill Cadman from Colorado Springs. We appreciate you joining us.
It's nice to be with you.
This is your second year as Senate President, and you took over after your party won a narrow majority in the last election cycle. How would you sum up your first year, and is there anything you're planning to do differently this time around?
You know, I would say we were fairly successful. We laid out a solid agenda of what we thought represented the interests of the people of Colorado, things like school safety, security for our kids. Of the top half a dozen items that we cited on opening day, we accomplished something and something significant in virtually every one of them. You know, the legislative process is kind of the old adage, it's definitely a journey more than a destination. So the things that we face annually here around the budget, around K-12, around funding, around public safety, around transportation funding, around higher education, around security, around cybersecurity, public resources, taxes, energy. These are just issues that we continually work on every year because there's significant dynamic changes in the economy. There's growth in the state. There's changes in technology. There's changes in revenues. There's changes in public policy priorities.
And Governor John Hickenlooper is proposing to move a fee that hospitals pay into an enterprise fund so it doesn't count as state revenue under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. Do you see a compromise there? I know it's something he's hoping for, and kind of what are the discussions around that?
It's a very complicated issue. That piece of the budget touches every other piece of the budget, and so enterprising it creates an opening under the revenue stream. And then obviously the spending stream that the state can utilize. So anybody that has any issue, which every department does around the budget, has some consideration. And the governor, to his credit on this issue, has done a very thorough job lobbying his department heads to lobby the legislature. And he spent all summer, frankly, running around the state or traveling around the state talking about what the hospital provider fee issue is.
And we've got members from both parties in your chamber running for Congress. How do you think that'll impact the debate and the overall tenor inside the chamber?
Well, that's nothing new here. And if you look at the folks that are in Congress, you know, that have served here, what it does do to them, it really maxes out their schedule. But, you know, national public policy and state public policy often intersect in this building.
And it's your last session because you are term limited. Just your thoughts on that, and would you like to stay in politics?
I'm not planning to run for another office right now, and you only get to do this for 2 years, i.e. be the Senate president, since it's at the end of my term limited time here. So I am really interested in doing the best job that I can with the, frankly, the significant challenges that we have before us. Looking forward to the change in a year, and I'm also obviously a little bit nostalgic and sad to know that this part of my life is coming to an end.
Just to clarify, you're not ruling out potentially running for something. It's just not something you'd commit to currently.
Right. I'm not planning it right now, but it's kind of the you never say never. And when the right kind of opportunity, and that's what politics is, I think, or political offices, it's opportunity, interest, and ability coming together at the same time. And that's how I got into this place 15 years ago, and we'll see what's next.
Thanks. That was Senate President Bill Cadman.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
Cross-country skiers are taking advantage of the favorable conditions this winter on the western slope. The south rim of the Black Canyon of the Gunnison, outside of Montrose, received more than 4 feet of snow in December. Nick Myers, a ranger at the park, hopes to see more people ski there.
Well, the south rim has actually got some pretty amazing terrain for Nordic skiing, particularly classic skiing. And we find that a lot of folks from the surrounding valleys certainly are interested in cross-country skiing, maybe don't know that we have these ski trails so close to Montrose.
On Saturday, Myers will lead a free cross-country ski clinic for beginners. He says people need their own gear for the two-hour clinic that starts at 1 p.m., and a reservation is required. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.